Coach, I know it was kind of just a tough day all around. You knew it'd be a tough battle. Gitland, they may have come in with two wins, but you knew this was going to be a tough one, and it proved to be that, and then some here for your team today.
We just struggled at the mound today. I mean, we just allowed way too many freebies, and when you allow too many freebies against a good hitting team, they're going to hit those RBIs in, and it's just going to hurt a little bit.
And it seemed like it just wasn't Jason's day today in the circle there for you guys. She threw 160 some pitch, or 130 pitches or whatever in that first game, and then picked her up in the third inning in the second game, and she just kind of ran out of energy there in the end.
Maybe the weekend kind of killed us a little bit. I gave him Friday off, and we didn't have pitching and catching practice yesterday, and that's probably my fault. We should have. That's something that if I could redo again this week, that's probably what I would do. But, she still had, six strikeouts
yeah.
today. I mean, that's not bad. That's what I want from her. You know, when our pitcher is struggling a little bit, we just got to step up to the plate more and look for more line drives instead of popping up and dropping our hands.
Well, you guys did show that fight in the first game. You got tied up at five, and then Goodland had a big run there. I think maybe some errors hurt you in that first game that allowed Goodland to score four runs and nearly never look back. In the second game, you were down big, and then you didn't probably ever imagine you'd put in Lindy in that second game, but, you know, for not practicing much, hardly at all in the pitching, she actually didn't pitch too bad there in those two innings of relief.
You know, honestly, she hasn't pitched since a year ago. It just proves to you that Lindy really is just a true athlete. She's an animal, and she even hit the ball really well today. Mm-hmm. She had a couple pop-ups, but that's what I expect. You know, she hasn't. I mean, we did a little bit of hitting yesterday, and the first time she's been able to hold a bat was yesterday. So, you know, hats off to her for. I looked at her out in the center field, and I was like, hey, dude, you need a pitch, and she was like, yeah, I got you, coach, and. You know, she did really good, and the girls were really excited to see you back out there.
I know the hits were kind of struggling at times today. You faced two different styles of pitching there and really kind of got going there in your last two at-bats in the second game. And, you know, really, I thought Ella Renford had a good day hitting, and then actually Lindy did as well at times there. And she was kind of figuring things out in that second game and kind of getting to a groove.
We didn't hit too bad. It was just we just kind of struggled to hit people in today. It just didn't hit at the right times.
I know it's tough to lose a couple of league games, but also to a regional foe, but I think you have to feel this is one that you could probably get later on in the year. And is it just one that you guys have a day that just got to forget about and move on?
You know, I think we'll see him again at regionals. And honestly, as the way we've been hitting and been trying to clean up our errors, like, regionals could be in anybody's hands right now. Colby is not unbeatable, and Goodland's not unbeatable. We just gotta play our best game against them and do our best.
Well, it's Stanton County on Thursday, and they're going to be a tough team as well. Your final non-league games of the season.
And I think it's our senior night on Thursday, so it's our final time to actually be here at home. And, you know, we've been really blessed to have six home games this year, and it's been kind of a nice change of scenery, not be on the bus all the time. So, yeah, the girls are going to enjoy our last home game on Thursday, and then we have Holcomb next week. And, Holcomb isn't as bad as what their record says either. And so it's just we can't just kind of coast for the rest of the season. We got to play hard.
Once again, it is Coach Aaron Myers joining us here as we wrap things up. I know a tough couple losses here, but nice thing is the sun will rise tomorrow, and you guys have four more games to get some wins here in the regular season for regionals. Coach, once again, thank you for the time, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Adam.